Happy 2017, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 2nd, 2017 Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B conference call. You know, great things are happening in the Moore Success Team and in Legal Shield, and to kick off 2017 and to introduce tonight's special guest trainer, I'm going to go out to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, now in his 33rd year, and that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Randy. I tell you what, Randy, this was an exciting ending of a year, but not near as exciting as the year to come is going to be. We've already started out 2017 with a bang, man, and we finished up 2016 with a bang. Recruiting was up, although I think we can never get recruiting where we want it because we should always push forward. And so even our breakout, Randy, is going to be The training is going to be everything from how to approach a broker to how to sell a one-on-one. We're going to have the greatest training we've ever had. We've got everybody from our great Jimmy Parrish to Jeff Hughes to Harold Pinson to Barbara Manley Wilson. I could just go on and on and on. You, Jeremy, myself, Darnell self, Melissa Walder, Dave Hall, Ray and Linda. I better hush because there's many. I'd never name them all, take them two times. But, Randy, the hotel rooms are going very, very, very fast. Anyone that wants one needs to get with Pat tomorrow because, you know, you couldn't get for more reasonable rooms at the hotel the way we booked it because Thursday and Friday nights, $92 each, and Saturday nights, $89, and that concludes a hot breakfast to go with it. So what better deal could you get than that? And I guess it could go on, but I'm just excited about the way the year turned out. I'm excited about who all we got on board coming up, Randy. I'm excited about the team players that decide to stick with the more retreat, to stick with the more team and say, we're doing better and better and better. Like you used to say when you was a kid, Dad, I want to do it gooder and gooder. But you know, tonight, we have an all-star, and when I say all-star, not just an all-star, but a superstar, been that way for many, many years on our team, $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, 15,000-plus production, Achievement Award and BVP, former Southern Baptist minister, keynote annual at the mayor's prayer breakfast in the hometown of Montgomery, Alabama in 1999. And that same year, he was recruited into the business, and he hasn't looked back since, Randy. He swapped that Model A into a Rolls Royce, and he's just moving forward. He's reached so many goals, I couldn't name them all. But, you know, the best goal, I think, of all, it's the goal of friendship that he has portrayed to so many people, and I don't mean just our team, thousands of people throughout the United States and Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our superstars, one of my friends, and a friend of the Moore Success Team, Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Well, thank you so much, Ken Moore. I appreciate that. Can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Jimmy.
Great. Well, I appreciate that introduction. And
the sermon, I'll take up the offering.
Huh? All right, we'll try to keep it I can't split that with you, though. People say that's inside trading, so we can't do that. But you're right. It's been a great 2016, and 2017's here. It's hope everything that everybody's looking forward to will come to pass for them. But now 2016's a memory, and I hope it was a good year for everybody on the call. Hope it was a year to be proud of. But if not, it's still going to be looked at as yesterday's news. And my concern, and I guess it should be your concern on this call tonight, is what lies ahead of us in the form of challenges, opportunities, and new and exciting relationships. You know, I'm still thinking and looking at 2017 going to be a super year for me and the Moore team, all shapes and sizes of good things, but I know that it's going to be up to me to make that happen in my own business. But I know that just thinking it's going to happen won't do the trick. Wishing and hoping are good things to do, but they hold very little weight when it comes to documented accomplishments. So it's January 2nd. How are we going to launch our businesses forward on the way to victory, specifically on the solution side of the business? And so what I want to talk about in the next 20, 25 minutes are 10 success strategies for a sensational 17 in solution sales. I like to hit you with a lot of S's tonight, but 10 success strategies for a sensational 17 in solution sales. Because, you know, if you're just going to play the me too only better this year card, you're setting yourself up for failure. You've got to demonstrate a competitive edge, as we're going to talk about in the next few minutes. This answer may be obvious to you, but in all probability, it's as elusive as it can be. Because it's going to take time, focus, uninterrupted attention, to zero in a truly effective differentiating value. You've got to determine what makes you the logical choice when it comes to being the differentiator and the person that people go to for legal and identity theft benefits along with small business sales. So first point I'd like to make tonight is for success strategies in the new year is to listen more and talk less. To listen more and talk less. Because if you're going to make 2017 the best year to date, as tempting as it is to sit down and explain benefits and features of our plans with Legal Shield, the best thing you can do, whether you're talking to a decision maker or an individual person trying to buy the plan, is to let them lead the discussion. Don't just pitch our products, but sit down and talk to the people you're speaking to about their lifestyle, what they want to do, where they see themselves going, different concerns, what they're looking for. And that leads to the number two thing, which is don't sell products, provide solutions. Ken Moore says this all the time. You know, we are solutions providers here in Legal Shield. We don't sell products, we provide solutions. And so when you think about what's involved with that, you think about differentiating between your what and your why. You know, if you went and got your oil changed during the holidays, you may have paid, say, $40, and it was a 10-minute oil change. So you say, wow, 10, 15 minutes. You say, wow, that's $160 an hour they made. Or, you know, I know Ken Moore's had plenty of heart surgeries. That heart surgeon may have, you know, been paid $15,000 for a five-hour procedure for that new heart valve, which is, well, that's a $3,000 per hour job. And I could include example after example, but the message is the same. You got to remember, as the Legal Shield Business Solutions Associate folks, we're not selling time. We're selling solutions to the problems. We could go along and talk about what our products do and enumerate all the different bullet points. But the thing that matters is not so much what the products do, but it's the solutions they provide, such as a single mom being able to get affordable legal advice and counsel to combat a domestic violence situation. Someone's son's been treated unfairly by the legal system. The peace of mind when you learn that the contract you signed did not give you the rights you thought you had. Providing a plan of action when your teenager accidentally logged onto a site on the computer and it caused it to be infected and have your identity stolen. Or maybe even someone that happened to our family with my son's father-in-law just 2.5 weeks ago. 65-year-old, very healthy man, retired coach, just died of a heart attack. He was in excellent health. And so his daughter celebrates her first birthday tomorrow without her dad. And when you've got knowing the comfort that the will provides with our membership, it goes back to people don't buy what we do, ladies and gentlemen. They buy why you did it. So remember, don't sell products. Provide solutions. The third thing is remember your primary focus is to help people. Your primary focus is to help people. You know, let's say regardless of whether you're a newbie or you've been around a number of years like Ken Moore and I have been, and you started, you know, your dream job working for yourself in Legal Shield. You're now, you know, an entrepreneur, whether you're selling solutions, as I do, or you build your network marketing business. You know, life doesn't get any better than that. You answer to yourself. Or does it? Let's just say you've started out, you fast start qualified, or you open your first group. You've sought help and support from your relatives and neighbors. And then you find that nobody seems to care about you or your new venture anymore. You find some people act as they're going to work with you only to find out that they contacted their brother-in-law attorney or they purchased identity theft from their bank or their credit card company. You know, you didn't realize how competitive this was going to be because you didn't maybe sign on for sales. And then after that initial thrust of getting into business, the lack of activity, the silence becomes deafening. The phone's not ringing. The only emails you get are from weight loss supplement companies. Your initial attempts at networking at BNI or local chamber of commerce events create nothing but mild depression and a great deal of awkwardness. And the thought of cold calling and overcoming objections just leaves you with a dry mouth and thoughts of cutting your losses before just saying, "I'm, you know, this doesn't work for me." And then thoughts of quitting become daily considerations. Then it hits you. If you're going to make this business work, you've got to make it work on your terms and realize the future is entirely up to you. And if others can do it, why can't you? And as simple as that may sound, it all begins in your head. People constantly remind you that your mind quits long before it's time to throw in the towel. So here's a three-step mind shift as part of just making the focus to help people. And that is, you're trying to help people find out what it is they want that you can provide, which is basically peace of mind for 60 cents a day. Or realizing you can't talk people into buying anything. And then also, your job is to establish relationships with people you like. This is what I like to focus on because this takes time. You can't force the process. A genuine interest in the well-being of others is a good start. But once you come to grips with that three-step philosophy, remembering that people don't like to be sold to, you'll begin appreciating what a wonderful part-time or full-time career choice you've selected with Legal Shield. And that being said, and hopefully understood by those on the call tonight, it's time for you to do something that will result in having more of the right people getting to know you, getting to like you, and getting to trust you. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to get up. It's a new year. We've got to get out, meet people, and make more people glad that they know who you are. Number four, leave something to remember you by. Leave something to remember you by. You know, sometimes in our business, we can deal with a one-call close. But occasionally, whether you're talking to a decision maker or employees in a company, many times they want to weigh their options and put more thought into their final decision. So make sure you're prepared. You know, I like to use complaint forms, as some of you have been to my trainings before know. I like to write personal thank you notes or give gifts or always leave our Legal Shield product literature behind. But something that they can remember you, something that makes you stick out. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this toward the end of the call. Number five, set goals and deadlines. Set goals and deadlines. After 30-something years of working with people and their goals, I've developed an ability to kind of predict people's goal-setting future, usually after as little as 5 minutes, even if I've never met that individual. And here are my predictions for your success in four steps just about setting goals. Number one, if you create business goals for 2017, just create the goals. You'll increase your chances of significantly improving your business by 20%. You know, you've heard before someone sees somebody say, where you're going, they say, I don't know, and they say that any road will take you there. And most people have no specific goals. They wonder why their Legal Shield business is in such disarray. Your success starts with goals and a plan for achieving those goals. So number one, you've got to make them. Number two, you've got to write them down. If you write down your goals, you will raise your chance of success to 60%. It's not just enough to think your goals, because research suggests that the mere act of writing down a goal significantly increases the chance of achieving it. Here's my recommendation. Even if you're on the call tonight, just get a pen, paper. Some of you are taking notes, I know. But don't wait. Just write down 1, 2, 3 simple, achievable goals for 2017. And they might include something like, I want to make 5 dials a day to new prospects. I want to open 1 new group per quarter. I'd like to make 20 solution sales each month. I mean, just that last one, 20 solution sales each month. If you do that, you know, that's only about 5 a week. You're going to be in the top 200 in all of Legal Shield in just solution sales alone. Just by making those goals, and then number two, writing them down. And then number three, if you place those goals where you'll see them every day, your chance of success will rise to 80%. I use Post-it notes, you know, one for each goal, keep them on my desk, by my computer, next to my phone, so I see them every day. And ask yourself every day, what can I do today to move me toward one or more of my goals? And then the fourth step to get to where I can guarantee you and predict your future on your goal setting is, if you create a big enough why related to your goals, there's a 100% chance you will achieve that goal. There's a saying that says if you create a big enough why, the how will take care of itself. So take a moment, look at the goals you wrote down 1 or 2 minutes ago. I hope you did stop and just jot a couple things that were at the top of your mind, or you may have already done it for this year. Why is each one important to you? Whatever that why is, write it down next to the goal. You know, our case, we've been looking here in our household of paying off our house. We just did that last week. We're now debt-free, and it is an amazing thing that we can say we're debt-free because we were trying to apply that to make sure we got out of it. Now we've shifted our goals for the new year. We have a whole new set of goals to be able to give more to our church, more to our charity, just to enable a lot of things that we couldn't do when we had debt we were servicing. But I'm just betting if you follow those four steps, make your goals, write your goals down, place them where you see them every day, and create a big enough why, then I bet you're going to feel very good about those results. Number six, take advantage of networking opportunities. Take advantage of networking opportunities. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about going to networking functions. That's an easy thing to do. But let's just say, how do you do that? Well, think about non-traditional settings. Just when you're out, you know, just trying to be yourself, going around, meeting people, different types of events. A lot of us have been to parties or socials during the holidays. That time is over with. But just think about this. You're already in a relationship with everybody that you know. The only question is how developed that relationship is. Is it a relationship of visibility in which you know each other, but you haven't had any dealings with that person? Is it credibility in which you've interacted enough to establish a degree of mutual trust? Or has it deepened over time to the point of profitability, where both parties receive mutual benefit as a result of assistance, business referrals, or other interactions? Because in today's environment, it's easy for us to lose that personal touch when we do so much of our communicating via email and cell phone. And the fact is, most relationships develop through physical presence and one-on-one interactions get stronger every time we meet face-to-face. And remember, we need to help people. We need to be thinking, as I said earlier, what can you do to help people? Think about that, giver's gain. If you focus on how you can help the other person, many of us know it, try to apply to our relationships, but we're more inclined to do so instinctively with those in the profitability category. How can you apply that to relationships that are in the visibility and credibility categories? You know, it sounds like, you know, someone you talk to, you say you talk to people, say, well, how's it going? And, you know, they say, oh, great, things couldn't be better. You know that's a canned response. You know that maybe just try to be polite, but you know they really don't want you to know all their troubles. So maybe you could start asking a different question, like maybe, are you hitting all your goals? This happened to me recently through the holidays where I asked that question to someone, and they said, yeah, their business was exceeding all of its goals by a large margin. Well, the first inclination would be they don't need any help. But it sounded to me like a big opportunity, that maybe they were expanding faster than that small business owner projected. So I started looking at some opportunities to talk about one of the things we could do through our small business plans to help growing businesses and to be able to help their ever-increasing employee base. I was able to get an appointment coming up this month. So it's taking advantage of that. Part of the networking also is just being sincere, because if you're networking successfully at non-networking events, people won't even know it. You're just generally looking for ways to help other people. And your concern for that person you're talking with is very apparent. Anybody that's trying to do it exclusively for personal gain, you can see them a mile away. You can read them like a book. They come across very shallow and very insincere. A good networker doesn't have to work at sincerity. He or she really cares about making connections for others and not just for themselves. And then you got to honor the event. This one should be a no-brainer, but we all know some overzealous networkers who troll a room at a party in pursuit of a sale, any sale, and they could do it maybe less blatantly at family and purely social events, but that's the exact opposite of what networking is all about. Remember, it's all about relationships. That's the name of the game. And so that leads to number seven, ask for referrals. If you have a happy prospect, wouldn't it be wise to begin the new year by asking them for a referral and looking at them to be able to tell how you've helped them in the past? Don't be afraid to ask for referrals. Word of mouth is still the best. We'll talk more about this when I have a chance to share at the retreat coming up in a couple of weeks. Number eight, learn something new each day through personal development. Learn something new each day through personal development. There's a lot to be said about personal development, but I know no better opportunity to kick off this year than to do so in Ada, Oklahoma in 2.5 weeks at the More Success Team Retreat. There are people on this call tonight that are probably thinking two thoughts. You know, I've already been to that, already know that. That's not going to work for me. They may say that about the retreat, or they may say that if they hear about the agenda. I've heard that person speak before. You know, that's kind of a Mr. Know-It-All approach. But, folks, I've learned in my 17 and a half years in Legal Shield to always be learning. I just feel like if I need to have an insatiable appetite to continually learn and master my craft. I've done a lot of things in this business, but there's a lot of things that I still need to get a grasp on. You know, I was talking to Jeremy earlier today. We were talking about the way he wanted to use me at the retreat, and he told me about one of the sessions. That's one of the things I'm more excited about than anything, because four lovely ladies are going to be leading a session on how to recruit brokers. Now, I don't have anything in common with them. They're all female, and their last names all begin with a B. My last name begins with P. But, you know, I think I can learn something from Stephanie Boley and Linda Bowden, Sherry Branda, and Joan Buckner when they talk about recruiting brokers, because I don't do a good job of that. And so I challenge each one of you to give 72 hours to Ada, Oklahoma this month and let it change your business. Think of your mind like a garden. If you weed the negative and feed the positive for one day, it's not going to do too much. But when you do it every day, you create a magnificent garden. And I was led, because I'm always looking for good resources, sometimes titles jump out at me, and I saw a book by an author named Grant Cardone. He's a motivational speaker, and it was entitled Be Obsessed or Be Average. His book was Be Obsessed or Be Average. And the best quote I found in that book was when he said, when you become unapologetically obsessed, as I am, you'll be at your very best. Hyper-focused, persistent beyond understanding, creative to the point of appearing magical, and with an insatiable determination to win that not only attracts great talent, but also brings out the best in others. This level of obsession doesn't mean you are selfish or self-centered. It means you're finally operating at the levels you're always meant to, and that you can pull others around you up to their full potential and possibilities. Number nine, it's not just how good you are. It's not just how good you are. Everybody wants to be good, ladies and gentlemen, but not many are prepared to make the sacrifices it takes to be great. It's not how good you are, it's how good you want to be. Now, I'm not sure what's going on, but it seems to me there are a lot of people I've met in my Legal Shield career that feels like maybe the world owes them something. They think that if they manage to do the minimum, the fruits of their meager labors will pay huge dividends. But nothing in our business could be further from the truth, because everything in our world gets more competitive by the minute. And so I'm constantly intrigued when I drive by. I just had foot surgery 2.5 weeks ago, and when I come to Ada in 2.5 weeks, I'll still be wearing a boot. But I'm doing great. Get my stitches out this Thursday. But, Sherry was driving me around when I couldn't drive right after the surgery, and I was amazed at just looking, when I wasn't worried about the road, at how many storefronts were vacant in certain parts of town where we were. And it didn't matter what city you're in or what industry, and you see storefront locations. I was kind of drifting back when I was thinking about this, preparing this talk. When I see a closed business, I think back, at some point, they opened their dream business with stars in their eyes, thoughts of making it big. Their money ran out. Maybe their energy started to wane. Their business went south. Their dreams were shattered. Their will to start again from scratch just didn't exist anymore. But whatever you've got to do to stay on top of your business, folks, you got to do it. You've got to be receptive to outside input, continue to experiment, to tweak, to add, and then to delete what's not working. Don't fail to pay the price for success. You know, I'm 64 years old, and I've been working since my college days for 43 years, 25 pre-Legal Shield, 18 during Legal Shield. And I'm one of the lucky ones that, you know, I've fended off defeat time and time again over the last 40 years, personally, financially, professionally. And I consider myself a lucky success story. You can look at me and see, you know, I may have had some tough times, but I didn't miss a meal. But, you know, I've enjoyed the journey more often than not. And you said, well, why are some people more successful than others? It all starts with the same frame of mind. Everybody wants to be good. Everybody on this line is on this call to get better. But this is where the line of demarcation enters the picture. Not everybody's willing to pay the price or make the sacrifices required to go from good to great. And with the world becoming more competitive by the day, good just isn't good enough. So you got to study, you got to practice, you got to read, you got to listen. They've all become necessary skills if you want to rise to the top. But, you know, forget about the top. You know, people say, I'll see you at the top. I don't get into that, because we need skills right now just to stay in business, to stay ahead. You've got to invest in yourself. You've got to believe in yourself, not just one time, not when you feel like working, but on a consistent and a persistent schedule. It's not going to be easy, but it's the price you pay if you want to build, maintain, and enjoy a profitable Legal Seal Solutions business in today's fast-changing arena. And lastly, certainly not the last on the list, but it's last in our numbers, number 10, be so good they can't ignore you. Be so good that they can't ignore you. You know, as I said earlier, I'm intrigued by books that have titles that get my interest. And Cal Newport had a book that was entitled So Good They Can't Ignore You. And basically what he talks about is he advocates that to be successful, we've got to acquire a skill through training and experience, and it's not just pursuing our passions. Yeah, you got to pursue passions, but people have done that, and they failed in business. He said they fell short of possessing the necessary business skills to bring their product to market. And so if you've listened to my trainings in the past, whether in my group schools or at the Moore team or the national convention, you know, I believe that you must have a good mixture of not just passion, but training and experience to build a successful solutions business. And I was intrigued when I researched the title of the book that that saying actually came from the comedian Steve Martin, who coined the phrase, "Be so good they cannot ignore you." He originally said it to mean when he said this, "Nobody ever takes note of my advice because it's not the answer they wanted to hear. What they want to hear is, here's how you get an agent, here's how you write a script." But I, Steve Martin said, always say, "Be so good they cannot ignore you." And that quotation from him is easier said than done, but it's a great goal to have. You don't have to be great at everything at Legal Shield, but if you're amazing at something, you'll stick around in the minds of those who you meet. It could be going to webinars, to the Moore Team Breakout Session, to our March convention. You may hone in on a specialty like being able to be a good appointment setter, a good decision maker presenter. You're great at presenting to employees. But whatever you do, the cream rises to the crop, the top of the heap, and it just shows that efforts will not go unnoticed. We just wrapped up an amazing Olympic Games 5 months ago, and it's widely known through the Summer Olympics in Rio that athletes that were there have an indomitable will to succeed, and oftentimes their entire training hinges on a performance spanning less than 10 seconds. They know all too well the gap between success and failure, and as unforgiving as it may seem, we don't award gold medals for second place. If you're going to be good at anything, build a successful business, and remember that that needs training and discipline. And remember, if you follow the herd, you'll never be heard. I ran across that quote recently, and I loved it. If you follow the herd, you will never be heard. First order of business is getting their attention. If you heard me speak at the Moore Team Breakout Retreat last April, you'll know I talked about being the exception. You've got to stand out from the crowd. Make them stand out. That's what Super Bowl commercials try to do over the years. They've gotten more and more creative that people will remember them. And so remember this as I conclude. Maybe all this is not what you want to hear, but success requires complete dedication. As is often the case, you can devote countless hours to our business, make the sacrifices, and still not be successful. But at some point, you need to realize, step back, maybe go to LMS, take some outside Legal Shield courses to master some skills that will give you the tools to help you accomplish your goals, not giving anyone the opportunity to ignore you. We encounter a lot of businesses in Legal Shield, big and small, mom and pop, corporate, and we need to get their attention. And as you're trying to start out in solution sales, or maybe you've been around for a number of years, just remember, to hit the next level of your business, your goal's got to be so good at what you do that people cannot help but notice. 2.5 weeks from now, you've got a great chance to start the new year outright at the Moore Success Team Retreat, and I hope that you will be there. Be ready to take notes and realize that you've started this year out with some successful strategies in solution sales to make for a sensational 2017. Ken, Randy, back to you.
I tell you, Jimmy, if there's ever a superstar at it, it's you, my friend. I tell you, what a train. I mean, every time you ever train, I'm intrigued by your training, and I've been around a long, long time and been through a lot of trainers. You're not only a trainer can talk about it, you're a trainer can do it. I won't name the man's name, but many, many years ago I went to a training. The company hired this, supposed to be top-notch trainer out of the United States, and companies often hire people to what they said about them, not what they can do. And I told Wilburn Smith, I said, I wish that I could just do like this guy. Wilburn called him a name and said, "Kenny, you're better than him right now." I said, "What are you talking about? This guy is great. I mean, look at him." He said, "He's all talk and no show." He said, "When he hits the street, a year later, the company had fired him because they asked him to produce what he said he could do. He couldn't do it. He was a showman, but you're not a showman, Jeremy. You're a guy of integrity, honor, and a guy that goes out there and don't just listen, but makes it happen, and I honor you for that, my friend."
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to train tonight. I always look forward to that.
Jimmy, I got a saying. It's not where you've been that counts, and I say that for 2016. We had a great year. Some had better years than others. It's not where you've been. It's where you're going, and I know you as I are going bull gun for 2017, and thank you for your training tonight. And Randy, do you have something to say?
I just want to say, remind everyone that this call has been recorded and will be up on our moresuccessteam.com website. So if you have some people that on your team that weren't able to be on and they need to listen to this call, so it will be recorded. I also want to let everyone know that in 30 minutes at the 8 p.m. Central Standard Time call, the CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell, will be our guest speaker. So if I were you, I'd get off this call and I'd be calling everybody on my entire team because he has got some exciting news to share with the More Success team tonight. And Mr. Parrish, again, thank you very much for being our special guest speaker. We look forward to seeing you in Ada in about a couple of weeks, and it's going to be an exciting time.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, folks, remember, you heard what Randy said, 30 minutes. God, family, Legal Shield, we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Good night, everyone.